USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Full steam ahead as President Trump is continuing to make final plans for his rally on Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first rally in months because of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before. We have tremendous requests for tickets like I think probably has never happened politically before.
The president also taking to Twitter and saying any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to be in Oklahoma, please understand you will not be treated like you have been in Seattle, New York, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene. Juneteenth celebrations continuing across the United States. June 19th marks the end of slavery in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GC listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from Wargata Hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump says his efforts to end protections for young illegal immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt at ending DACA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Yeah. Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution.
Louisville, Kentucky's police department will fire one of the three officers who shot Breonna Taylor after executing a no-knock warrant on her apartment. That's what the mayor announced on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A gym owner is fighting to reopen his business amid coronavirus shutdown orders. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Massachusetts is fighting to open in spite of an order to remain closed due to the COVID state emergency that shut down gyms. Prime Fitness owner David Blondin reopened his gym a month ago with member support. He told WBZ-TV that he feels disrespected by town officials.
I understand the shutdowns and the laws and the rules and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough.
A judge has allowed the town to use whatever means to close the facility. Water and electricity has been cut off to the gym and locks have been changed. Blondin faces fines of $1,300 a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act this morning.
Creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching. Requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing.
And as a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.